He would not go down and check out the Hilton. He'd go down and check out the local jail because he knew if he preached as God had called him to, that's where he'd spend the night.
For more expository preaching from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, tune in weeknights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 9 on The Truth. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that's pretty wide open, if you please, but it's focused. We're focusing today on the vote that's coming up in November for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to recognize that we have a responsibility as salt and light. We have a responsibility for preserving the decay that's taking place. If my people, first phrase in 2 Chronicles 7:14, but ladies and gentlemen, if we consider some of the things that's taking place today in our nation, the Islamic jihadist swiftly moving to control our free nation today. They already have Europe. Europe's already under their control. Some of our representatives and senators today finally see what's taking place, and some of them are moving to thwart that move in America. I'm thankful. I'm going to read just the headlines of 2 articles. We'll take our next caller. CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, Muslim Brotherhood, designated as a foreign terrorist organization in the state of Florida under the leadership of Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has designated them as a terrorist organization. Another article. What is CARE? Why did Governor DeSantis declare it as a terrorist organization? He signed that executive order, designated the nation's largest civil rights and advocacy group organization, Council on American Islamic Relations, as a foreign terrorist organization. The order titled Protecting Floridians from Radical Islamic Terrorist Organizations, end quote, directs Florida agencies to take all measures to prevent unlawful activities by these organizations, including denying privileges or resources to anyone who provides material support. The order also includes the Muslim Brotherhood, a global Islamic movement founded in Egypt. DeSantis claims that individuals associated with CARE have been convicted of providing and conspiring to provide support to other designated terrorist organizations. And the article is a 5-page article, goes on and on and on. I'm thankful to see Governor DeSantis and the stands that he's taken on most of these issues. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you to this day?
Doing great. I hope you are.
Hello?
Doing good. Hope
Dr.
you
Youngblood?
Are. I'm here.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Oof.
I don't know what happened to our caller. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about if my people, I'm speaking of using that term as the first phrase out of 2 Chronicles 7:14, in order for us to understand the need today for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to stand up, speak up, act up, be involved. And when I say act up, I'm talking about being actively involved. Some Christians, even pastors, say, well, I'm not going to get involved in a political issue. The Apostle Paul didn't know anything about that. Daniel didn't know anything about that. Nehemiah didn't know anything about that. And most of those we find in the Old and the New Testament, because there's a responsibility that we have for the society in which we're living in. We are, as Christians, we're designated as salt and light. Salt cannot stop decay. It can retard decay. Light cannot thwart all darkness, but it can illumine a darkened society. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to recognize what we need today is for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to take part in our responsibility. I believe Jim is back on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. I hope you are.
Doing well. I can hear you now. Yeah, some kind of glitch. Anyway, I don't want to derail it, but you brought up Tallarico earlier, and he's going to be running against Paxton. And this ties into a show that you had, I think, had last week, and the responsibilities of Christians to read their Bible, mm-hmm. to know Scripture. You know, this man has said several things that you've alluded to there that are scripturally unfounded, particularly about the binary issue. He's taking that one verse where, you know, the Pharisees were trying to trick Jesus with the seven brothers and one bride, you know, and he takes that one answer there and he's using that. You know, he's completely forgetting every single other instance. You know, the Son of God, Father in heaven, you know, he's completely forgetting every one of those pronouns, which are very explicit. This is the same guy that says that he has neighbors with a uterus. I mean, what's mm-hmm. that?
Jim, let me interrupt for a moment. I think you're being benevolent. You said he's denying that he is too stupid, too ignorant, too unlearned, too uninformed, with a total lack of knowledge of the Word of God. For example, when he says that God was binary, that he's not male and female, and he says the Bible says that. Well, he used the term, the Bible says that. Then he made the mistake of saying the Bible says that in Galatians. Well, the book of Galatians, chapter 3. The Apostle Paul writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And I'm going to back up to about verse 25. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith, by dia, through faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized, immersed into Christ, have put on Christ. Here's the key. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, saying there's no differentiation between male and female, that God is still overall, that God is still in control. It's not talking about the gender of God any place in the Bible. God is always in the masculine. God's always been spoken of as God the Father, and we find God the Son and God the Holy Spirit in the triunity of the Godhead. But it comes out of sheer stupidity and ignorance on the part of a man that's going under the banner of acting like he is saved. Jim, I'm reading part of an article. Get your take on it.
Yes, sir.
Headline says, advice for Ken Paxton. Yes, go there. The GOP Senate candidate must start by challenging Taliaferro's deeply flawed biblical exegesis. Paxton's opponent on the Democratic ticket is James Taliaferro, a former teacher and member of the Texas House of Representatives, who holds a Master's of Divinity degree from the Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Well, I must say this, and if I offend somebody, tell God, don't tell me. You can't ask for any more theological soundness out of a Presbyterian seminary than what you find in Taliaferro. It is a modern embrace of the sodomite agenda of the LGBTQ and everything else. It's antithetical to the Word of God. Here the article reads, right on cue, leftists who ordinarily despise Republicans and Christians are singing the praises of Conrad and Taliaferro. Cornyn, that is, and Taliaferro. We shouldn't be surprised. Democrats waxed eloquently about Republicans when they defeat the Democratic Party, lose an election, or die. As for Taliaferro, he is the left idea. He's left the idea of Christianity. One who assumes them that the every political and personal impulse is okay with the big guys upstairs. Taliaferro is running around with the country giving interviews in which he declares his views on government policy to be truly Christian ones. Taliaferro objected to posting the Ten Commandments in any classroom. He says, I think my concern is for the Muslim kids, for the Jewish kids, for the Hindu kids, for the atheist kids who are sitting in the classroom, who now has a poster on the wall forced to by the government to say, you know, your religion is inferior to what is welcome here. I'll read this and then get your take. It's a three-page article. The Ten Commandments are not posted to shame non-believers. They're posted to affirm that the United States was founded upon the Judeo-Christian values and principles, which it was, and those principles, including the Ten Commandments, are a vital part of the history of our culture. It is precisely those principles that enable Muslim kids, Hindu kids, to be respected and safe, unlike a Christian kid or Hindu kid in a Muslim nation. Taliaferro has stated that neither the Bible nor Jesus say anything about abortion. He doesn't mention the prophet Jeremiah, who wrote that God said, before I formed thee, you in the womb, I knew you, Jeremiah 1:5. And by the way, he doesn't mention anything about the Ten Commandments. That's the reason he's against them. Thou shalt not kill, and abortion is murder, and the Bible does say that thou shalt not murder. So with that being said, here's the point that I make, and I wrap up and want you to interact with this. This is one of the reasons I'm talking today, that it's time for Christians, patriots, and patriots and conservatives to recognize our role in government, civil government, and what God has placed us here for. We're not to sit back in silence. We're to stand up and speak up. And if we know this, and this is some people listening say, well, that's in Texas, we're in Florida. Listen, the same things are taking place in Florida. So how would you recommend to our listeners to vet a candidate to ascertain where they stand on abortion, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, and the Islamic agenda? Are those things that you think would be prima facie evidence on who we should vote for and who we shouldn't vote for? How do you respond to that? What do you say to our listeners?
Oh, absolutely. Every candidate typically posts a syllabus, I don't know what you call it, but a format of what they represent and what they're doing. Every Christian should go to that candidate's website and view their views, and you should also use discernment. People like Tellerico in Texas, they're clearly spreading a false gospel. And, you know, one of the biggest things that the Bible teaches us wisdom, and it teaches us discernment. Now, anybody who has discernment and wisdom would immediately look at this character who's running for Senate and know that he's trying to lead people away from Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's has a form of it, like we are told, but what he says is not the truth.
Well, the scripture says that in the last days there will be those who will have the form of godliness, but denying the truth and the power thereof. And that's what we're seeing this man, Tellerico, and you got his name correct and I didn't. Tellerico.
No, that's all right.
I'm looking at a headline. I'll read this and ask your question and let you go.
Yes, sir.
Franklin Graham and others blast Tellerico for claiming Bible is silent on abortion. Franklin Graham says he is an absolute lie. Franklin Graham joined the chorus of Christians who pushed back against U.S. Senate candidate Democratic Texas Representative James Tellerico for representing or recently claiming the Bible is silent on the moral issue of abortion. He said, Tellerico, who will be facing against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, claiming that during the interview that his Christian faith, here, listen, He says his Christian faith leads him to believe that government should stay out of legislating against abortion. Quote, I trust Texas women to make decisions about their bodies, to shape their own destinies with their own family members and with their doctors, with their faith leaders. I don't believe that's a place for government. I don't believe it's a place for politicians. I don't believe it's a place for the state. And that's the belief I hold, not despite my faith, but because of my faith. He brags, who I've studied at Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary. This article says, which is an affiliate of the Mainline Presbyterian Church USA. He says, and I quote, Jesus never talked about abortion. The Bible is silent on abortion. And when that happens, our social issues are important as abortion. Christians have to take the scripture as a whole. And we've got to try to make some kind of ethical determination from the scripture if we believe that the Bible is silent on that. And this article goes for 5 pages. Fantastically written article where Franklin Graham is calling him out as a liar. Should Christians do that?
Absolutely. I think I read the same article this morning there, sir. He brought up, like you just did a little while ago, he brought up Jeremiah. And wasn't it David that said that you formed me in the womb and I'm fearfully and wonderfully made?
And Psalms 139.
Yes, sir. So there's another instance of a human being in the womb. So this man is standing on a soapbox and endorsing murder, in my opinion. Not in my opinion. Biblically.
Biblically, exactly, in God's opinion, absolutely, without any question.
Yes,
one of the things that we need to do, and I let you go with this statement, we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to recognize that we're in a demonic battle. It's a battle for the soul of America. Lest we stand up, speak up, and vote appropriately, we will see the Constitutional Republic demise after the November election. One of the things that's happening now, in my opinion, Jim, is the fact that the Socialist Marxist Communist Democrat Party are simply back-channeling with Iran and making Iran believe that if they just keep on playing like they are negotiating, keep on running the clock out, that Trump will not be in control of the House and the Senate after November, and then the Iranian terrorist organization will be free to take back control as they've had it. That's the danger. That's the thing that I'm fearful of. That's the reason I'm trying to be the watchman on the wall, crying danger ahead, danger ahead. Jim, thank you, brother, for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. I'm just thinking on the abortion that you're speaking about here now, I would say that that's exactly the reason why we have the chosen people today. God knew that he would need to have somebody prepared to whom he could entrust the fetus of redemption. God had to prepare, had to make sure that he could find a Mary and Joseph who would treasure and nurture that fetus to bring it to maturity and so that we could have our redemption today. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is working out his purpose and he knows what he's doing. He could not afford to have somebody who would abort that baby and to complete his plan. I'm just thinking, based on what you're asking about, what should Christians do? Yes, I'm totally in agreement that we're looking at the demise of America. We're looking at it. We see it. Only God's intervention that we are here today. And exactly, we are surrounded. In Islam, as I say, we just need to look at what is happening in the Middle East today, with Trump trying to take off who has taken off the snake's head But look at it, or Israel or Halal in the West, all trembling in the boots. None dare to give him any assistance because of their Muslim population, Islamic control of the Europe, the European, Great Britain, totally controlled. So Trump is alone fighting to get, see if he could put that the enemy in demise, control Iran for the goal and the dangerous purpose to bring the world into chaos.
Absolutely. A footnote that I can add to that, Lily, if I could take a moment and make this statement, get your response on it. Not only with the Islamic jihadist being embraced by our socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat Party, we're witnessing the Democrat Party objecting to and throwing out blockades for everything Trump's trying to do. I'm delighted that he has started the groundwork for the ballroom. Under the floor of the ballroom, major bunker of security for future attacks on America, where the leadership of government could be found safe. On top of the ballroom would be what's called a dome, a drone park, and the Democrats are against that. Stephen Miller, one of the key voices in the ear of President Trump, says this: "What we found since Trump took office is that the Democrats have set up a system to funnel hundreds of billions of dollars, ultimately trillions of dollars, to migrants in our country, effectively with the sole intent of overthrowing our constitutional republic in America." Another headline says, "Stop playing games with America's security. Trump rips federal judge for fighting the drone port atop the ballroom." So some are not aware of the fact, Lily, that everything Trump has attempted to do, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist Party on the left have gotten federal judges. Most of them have been appointed by either Obama or by Biden. And these federal judges are taking control of the Oval Office by signing subpoenas or signing the Declaration of Law in some way, some nuance, claiming that he must stop and ordering him to cease and desist. Right now, the ballroom construction is under an order to cease and desist. Right now, there's a push where Trump had already got the money through the Big Beautiful Bill to remodel the Kennedy Center, and now it's called the Trump and Kennedy Center, and now a judge has said, you've got to stop. He simply put in, Trump had put in, where you'd have to close the Kennedy Center for 2 years for it to be remodeled, rebuilt. And now the judge is saying, you can't rebuild it, you can't remodel it, you've got to take your name off of it. So the point that I make, Lily, with quickly going through some of these other issues, is the fact that all of these issues are bubbling up. The design purpose by the demons, that's the demonic battle that's trying to destroy America, is that Christians need to wake up and see what is taking place. It's not a military struggle. It's not a political struggle. It's a demonic struggle. It is a supernatural struggle that we need to recognize. And God's calling on us as Christians, conservatives, and patriots to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. What say you?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, this is what we're really looking at. I see it as really spiritual warfare beyond us, what the powers of darkness is doing, that to bring the Islam and the Marxist communists, they are enemies. They would destroy one another right away. But because of the goal, the purpose, that they're looking at a unified purpose, and that is to bring down America. They are allied together on unholy alliance, Marxism, socialism, with Islam. They are together just to bring down America. So Americans need to wake up and realize that this is the goal, to bring down this country. And that the Christians have our responsibility, as you have been bringing it out, is to be salt and light. We can't be what is going to happen will happen. Yes, God's working his purpose out, but we are here as salt and light to delay delay the deterioration by shining as lights, by standing up and speaking up. So Christians need to wake up. I would say the main thing about it is where is our identity as a believer.
Amen.
As a Christian, our identity is in Jesus Christ and Him alone, not in a party. And so we have a responsibility.
Yes.
Our citizenship here. We have a citizenship to look forward to, but we are citizens here, and our citizenship here require that we vet the people we're going to vote for. We can't just close our eyes and vote for a party line, vote for somebody. We need to examine what they stand for, what they represent, and vote. Else we're going to find ourselves voting against God, voting for demonic activities, voting for the mutilation of our children's blood, voting for the sodomite agenda, all type of evil. That's what a lot of believers, you just, the survey that you brought out, 60% of Americans who claim to be Christians, only 4% have a biblical worldview. So believers need to examine where we stand and know we have a responsibility to delay the demise of our country.
Absolutely.
Watching the demise is going to happen unless Christians wake up and play a role.
You're exactly right, Lily, and I'm thankful for you. Thankful for your call for action by way of challenging the listeners today. Thank you so much, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. Straight out of terrorism, report of swatting, SWATTING, attempt at a Supreme Court justice's home. Hating and threats of violence against conservative leaders in America turning into an industry with the latest incident, an alleged swatting at the home of Supreme Court Justice. Swatting, when it comes, is where you call a police officer and you say that violence is taking place in a particular area. The latest swatting attempt was against Justice Amy Coney Barrett, hoping to trigger a police response that could be violent and deadly. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll cease there, but there's the swatting that's taking place. You see, with the left, the Marxist, Socialist, Communist, Democrats, they're saying that they need to pack the Supreme Court, increase the number from 9 to 13, and they're claiming that the Supreme Court is wicked and evil because the Supreme Court has given authorization for the redistricting across America. The Democrats see that they're losing seats as a result of that now. They want to blow the whole system up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying to you, as Christian conservatives, we need to recognize the battle, we need to get into the forefront of the battle, and we need to stand up, speak up, be heard. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester.